Good morning, you guys. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's your host for the next half hour or so, Gina Crash, and I'm really proud to introduce you to our guest this morning. We have Alan Ranowski. He's the Folds of Honor Director and past president of the PGA of America. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm just supernatural. How are you doing this morning, Gina?
Good, good. It's good to have you back. We had you on a couple years ago. We've been doing Stand to Honor, which has gone virtual this year. It's happening now through November 20th. We're going to be talking all about that. And when I reached out to you, Alan, you're like, I know just the person that I want to join me on this interview, and that would be our next guest, Colleen O'Hare. She is a Gold Star widow from Piney Point, Maryland. Her husband, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander Raymond O'Hare, was killed in the line of duty. We're going to hear all about him, and you have three children who have been Folds of Honor scholarship recipients. Colleen, it's such an honor to have you with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tina. Thanks for asking, and I'm excited to be on your program today.
Yeah, because your story really brings it home for people that are like, well, where is my donation going? You know, and you can certainly speak to that, and we'll speak to that. And you're from Piney Point, Maryland, good old St. Mary's County, right? Is that where you're joining us from this morning?
That is, and most people don't know about St. Mary's County. We're down here in the south of Maryland.
It's beautiful. It really is. And so, Alan, I think to kick things off, I want to welcome you here and to let us know with your involvement with Folds of Honor, of course, as director, to tell us, you know, how it all got started, sort of the history of what Folds of Honor does and why it's so important for people to learn more about it and get involved today.
Well, Folds of Honor started in 2007 when, at that time, Captain Dan Rooney, he's now a lieutenant colonel, was boarding a flight to Michigan to play an event for a fallen hero. And he went by a gentleman in dress uniform and thought, that's pretty cool. This kid's done something really special. Or somebody switched seats on him and took his coach seat and gave him his first class seat. And Dan went back to his window seat, the coach. And when they landed late at night, the pilot came on and said, I'd like everyone to remain seated. Corporal Brad Buckland has traveled over 7,000 miles with the remains of his identical twin brother, Corporal Brock Buckland, to bring him home to his family. And that's when Dan is a PGA professional, but also an F-16 pilot, and he came off his second tour of duty in Iraq and looked out and saw the cargo hold with the flag-draped casket coming to his final resting place with his family. And it was really impacted when he saw the family, and what really caught his eye was a little four-year-old Jacob. And he realized that he had never seen war from this aspect and the devastation that it had on the family. And doing a little research, and from a small upstairs garage in Arrowhead, Oklahoma, he created the Folds of Honor Foundation, which provides scholarships to the children and spouses of our military men and women who have been killed or disabled while on active duty.
And how long has the organization been in existence now?
Well, this is our 13th year, and it's interesting that 13 is the number of folds in a flag that comes off a draped casket.
That's
a special year for us with 13.
Absolutely, and so close to Veterans Day as well. Now, you mentioned the PGA and being the past president of the PGA of America yourself. Is that kind of how you got involved? I don't think I've ever asked you the question about how you got involved with Folds of Honor in your role, and how long have you been there, and you know, what sort of work do you do exactly? What is your role with Folds of Honor, in case people don't know?
Yeah, I was there right from the beginning in 2007 when Dan Rooney came to us as secretary of the PGA of America and talked about the foundation he created, and he wanted the PGA to be involved. And certainly PGA has been involved since World War I, raising money for ambulances, and then we did the National Golf Days to support our military efforts. And when he talked about Patriot Golf Days, this was a natural fit. I was blessed to serve on his board for 4 years for the Folds of Honor, and he talked about expanding 6 years ago, and I'd had an amazing career at Hillendale Country Club for 34 years, and told my wife I wanted to do something more impactful, and he needed to expand, and he needed some help, and I came on board to work for him.
And yeah, so you're a local boy to Bel Air, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Been in Maryland all my life.
That's so cool. So then firsthand, it's nice to have the local angle as well. And then you put us in touch with Colleen O'Hare, knowing that, and we really wish that we could, we're just kind of like on the phone and on an app that's letting us magically all talk to each other. But we really look forward to the day post COVID-19 when we can all get together in person again, because I'd really also love to meet Colleen in person as well. But for now, Colleen, the next best thing, please tell us your story about that, you know, which is so impactful about how you found out about Folds of Honor and the impact that it's had on your family. And as we talk more about that, you can let us know how everybody's doing and how your kids are doing, because we really want to learn more about you.
Well, I would be happy to, Gina. As you said, I'm the Navy Gold Star widow of Lieutenant Commander Raymond O'Hare. And I do want to tell you a little bit about our story. I'm actually going to take you on a little journey with me. And it starts back when I met Ray in 1985. And it's a real honest-to-goodness fairy tale. And it's a story about love, but also loss. But I'll tell you the love story part first. I had actually met Ray when I was a sophomore at Harvard, and he was an incoming freshman, and meeting him changed everything. He was tall, dark, and handsome, brown hair, blue eyes, and he was the perfect distraction to what I should have been doing, which was studying. And he stole my heart that day, and apparently I had stolen his, because a few years later, he actually proposed to me on my answering machine, and he said, yes, he did. And he said from the first day he met me, he knew he wanted to marry me.
Oh, wow.
And that would have made things a little easier had I known that, because I chased him for 3 years before that. And his roommates used to tease me that I had a desire not only to get my BA, but an MRS degree. But despite the distraction, we both did graduate. And then we had a several-year long-distance relationship, and he entered the Navy after college and entered flight school. He would say that he loved his job so much that he pondered that he couldn't believe that they actually paid him for doing what he loved. We were married in 1992, and one of the most telling photos of that day, which I wish I could show you, is the military sword arch as we're leaving after we do get married, and the I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but the swords cross in front of you and you
kiss. Yeah.
And then they slowly raise them for you to go through. And then once the bride goes through, we're whacked on the bottom with the comments of, "Welcome to the Navy, ma'am." And the image is beautiful because it captures the surprise and laughter. And when I was caught off guard, and although it was a very ungraceful moment, the moment captured just after it shows the real love between us and the laughter, you know, and that was a really good day. Then we moved to Pensacola, Florida, and Ray finished flight school and achieved his dream, which was the opportunity to fly the Navy's Top Gun F-14 Tomcat jet. And I had the pleasure, with the help of God's grace, to create three beautiful children with this amazing man. Katie, Elizabeth, and Tommy were born at each of our duty stations along the way. And then we entered Maryland in January of 2000, and Ray started up in the Navy's elite test pilot school. We have fond memories of that time and early 2000s, and we actually have this wonderful picture of Ray trying to study at his desk from home, and all three kids are playing on the floor next to him. And somehow he's able to concentrate. But I'll tell you, Jeannie, he really loved being a father.
Oh, wow. I bet. Yeah. I wish I could see these pictures. I'm looking at a picture of your late husband right now. Just such a handsome man and such a love story.
Right?
You're absolutely right. And what's the birth order with your kids, with Katie, Liz, and Tom and Thomas?
Katie was born first in 96. And she was born when we were at Miramar Naval Air Station in San Diego, and then Elizabeth 13 months later in Virginia Beach when we were at Oceana Naval Air Station, and then Tommy back in Monterey as we're crisscrossing back and forth.
That's a military life, right? The whole family serves. Yep,
very much the case. And Ray was at Naval Postgraduate School when Tommy was born.
And, you know, a lot of people know Miramar from Top Gun with Tom Cruise, right? So that's the same thing that we watch on the big screen, right? But your husband was living his dream. And that's so exciting. And
So that's the sexy story. My story does have a continuation. Unfortunately, it's the not fun part of the love story. And that happened in July 11th of 2000. There was a knock that came at our door. And it's the dreaded knock that every military spouse hopes never happens to them. And they I opened the door, and I was informed that Ray and his pilot had died in a routine training flight, and they were killed instantly when their jet crashed in the trees and they hit the ground. Mm. And this actually happened right at the local Navy base here in Maryland, where I still live.
Wow.
And there's a wide range of reactions that spouses have to this kind of news. And for me, I just remember the head of Chestnut School as he entered through the door, having to repeat it over several times to me. And I kept backing away from him in disbelief. I was quite blindsided, as you can imagine, because Ray was my rock.
Right.
And he wasn't the one I worried about. And here we are now on national television with what had happened. And one of the hardest things that I've had to do is to tell our children about what happened to their dad. They were 4, 3, and 9 months old at the time. And Tommy was too young. But having to look in the sweet, innocent faces of my girl, you know, little ribbons in their hair and cute little outfits and, you know, telling their daddy could no longer be with them and that he was now in heaven. And I feel like Gina at the time had robbed them of their innocence.
Right.
And it's actually taken me years to realize that it really wasn't me telling them, but rather that event that would cause them so much pain.
Right.
And it's just been part of my process of healing to come to terms with that fact. And but needless to say, the bottom dropped out of our lives. And so I do want to share with you the awesome part is when Folds of Honor came into our lives.
Yes. How did you? I mean, because first of all, I want to, I want to express my deepest condolences and my support for your strength. Not at that moment. I mean, it's hard enough as a spouse going through that, let alone being there, you know, being the rock for your children that you had to be, and being so young, and you know, your husband should be there spinning them around and lifting them up with those cute little outfits on, and having that, you know, being there for all those special occasions that unfortunately he won't be able to, but he will in spirit, of course. So just all that you've been through, thank you for so eloquently sharing that story with you, with us here today, and sharing your little bit about your family as well. So yeah, Bright Spot would be great. How did you, through all of that pain and loss and understanding, come to find Folds of Honor, and how have they been able to help you and your kids through all of this?
Well, that is part of the ongoing great part of the story. Fold actually came into the picture for us in 2013 when I was looking for potential scholarships for Katie to go to college. And, you know, the last thing on a grieving family's mind is to prepare for something like college, especially like my kids are so young. Life was about surviving. And Folds of Honor was founded in 2007, as Alan mentioned, and wasn't even in existence when we lost Ray back in 2000.
That's right. So it was years later that you discovered it, when you started to start thinking about your children's education, right?
Yep. And honestly, it seemed like it was too good to be true. But Folds of Honor literally came alongside us in our lives to assist with college tuition costs. And it was important to both Ray and myself for the kids to get a quality education, because we did know how it had helped open doors for us, and we really did want the same for our kids. And what I do really want to share with you, and yes, I am such a proud mama for being able to say this, is that my kids are now the heroes of their own lives.
Yeah.
Katie, who's 4 at the time of Ray's death, is now 24. And with the help of Folds of Honor, she graduated cum laude with a bachelor's in communication from the College of Charleston. And now she's killing it with her first job in New York City.
That's
currently
amazing.
She is working remotely back at home with me because of the pandemic. Elizabeth was 3 at the time, and now she's 23. And she graduated in May of 2019 with the help of Folds of Honor and achieved a magna cum laude in a dual major of biology and biochemistry at Mount St. Mary's University here in Maryland.
Wow.
And proud mama would also like to mention that she was the commencement speaker. And now she's teaching at a high-risk high school district in California and getting her master's in education at Notre Dame.
That's amazing.
And then my baby Tommy, who was 9 months old when his dad died, is now 21 years old and currently a junior at UC Santa Cruz, and pursuing a degree in electrical engineering. And what was pretty neat is that he also received assistance from Folds of Honor during high school. as the Fold helps not only with college, but also K through 12 and for spouses as well. And it's the only organization in the country that I'm aware of that has that breadth of education to help families. And, really, I owe the Fold a great debt of gratitude.
Oh, my gosh. That's so great to hear how well they're doing. And definitely say hi to Katie, too, because if she's at home, she's probably busy working on her job. But I want to wave to her and say hi. That, you know, she is a part of the interview, right? Whether she's busy or not right now. So that's fantastic to hear. That really tells people firsthand where the money goes that's raised. And Alan, we bring you back into the conversation a little bit, too, to find out from you who qualifies for the scholarships and how many military families you've helped nationally and also here in Maryland. In D.C. locally?
Well, the scholarships, again, are for children of those who have been killed in action or disabled while on active duty, or the spouses. And they go for higher education, as Colleen said, K through 12. There's an application process that takes place every year from February 1st to March 31st, and you can find how to apply, and there's frequently asked questions and different things that people are entitled to on the foldsofhonor.org website. Foldsofhonor.org will give you all the information about the scholarships, and we're so proud that we've given roughly 28,000 scholarships nationally, 3,500 this past year, and in Maryland alone, we've given 71, totaling about 350,000. And, you know, the sad part of this whole thing with the COVID and having to change some of what we're doing and all, we've got about 2,800 qualified families nationally that this year we may not be able to take care of. And we have 58 in Maryland for about $225,000 that we may not be able to fund and take care of them. You know, one of our goals is to never leave a family behind. And when you think some of these families like Colleen's may not be able to be awarded scholarships, it's just really disappointing and sad. And we're doing everything we can to change as many lives as we can. And, you know, one of the things that we're so proud of, too, is that roughly 50% of all of our scholarship recipients are minorities. So we're trying to help all those people in our country of all nationalities and races.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. And we don't want to turn anyone away. We don't want you to have to do that, because I can't imagine, and I'm sure that Colleen can't imagine her life without Folds of Honor at this point for herself or her children. So how can people now tell us about, it would be a great time to get as a call to action, people to participate in our virtual Stand to Honor event we're doing locally here with our group of radio stations with Entercom Baltimore. Alan, you're a huge part of that and have been so for a couple of years that we've been doing it now. So tell people how they can donate and some of your greatest needs right now, obviously financial, because it looks like you're coming up a little short with COVID-19. And we'll also talk about that, about how Folds has been impacted. But I think most importantly, it's been impacted financially, it sounds like. So how can people get involved and how can we get that money raised?
Well, I want to give people assurance while we talk about their donations. One of the things that we are so doggone proud of is that we have a platinum rating from GuideStar and a 4-star highest rating from Charity Navigator, and that 90% of every dollar that we raise goes to the recipient. So when I tell you about how to make these donations, we want to make sure that you know how strong we are and how much of your dollar is going to go to help these families. So it's been an amazing partnership for 2 years, and we can do it in person. And now this year, so creative, and we're so deeply grateful from the whole Folds team to Mix 106.5 and WLIF 101.9. And you can actually go to their websites and see all the information I'm going to tell you about. From October 26th to November 20th, we have a virtual stand where there is an image that you can download to your computer and print it out, and you can put it in front of you and caption it and put it on your social platforms and send it to your email. And you can do that with or without a donation. And we just ask you to spread the word about what we're trying to do. You can just make a straight donation if you don't want to do that part of it. On November 11th, Veterans Day, there will be a request-a-thon where through a donation you can actually have a song played. And I thought this was pretty interesting. You can actually pay to have a song taken off.
Some of the song that you've been sick of hearing. I can think of a couple right now, but
I hadn't heard of that one. That was a new one to me, but yeah, there's a few of them I could think, okay, let's nix that as soon as I hear it.
Right, right. Well, that's cool. Yeah, because if anyone's familiar, we've been doing Stand to Honor, you know, a couple years, like you said, we were at the Hunt Valley Town Center, and we had those platforms built with the boots of fallen soldiers that you would stand in, you know, for 13 minutes. And so that's very impactful. But so is logging on virtually. I mean, I think even more so now to know that, gosh, everyone's going through the pandemic. But to think of a military family that suffered the greatest loss you can going through that and needing the financial assistance to educate their children. I mean, I can't think of a more important time than now to log on and be creative. And you're right. Today's 1019.com, 1057 The Fan's website, Mix 1065. It's all there. We're going to be talking about it on the air as well. And we'll sort of try to paint the picture for you. And if anybody's been generous enough to participate in years past, they know what we do and what we're going to continue to do in person when we're able to safely. But yeah, that's thank you so much for being so adaptive and creative and coming up with these ways that we can use our platform to help military families.
Well, and I got to say one thing too, Gina. I'm going to give shout outs. And I know on November 11th, you're also going to have business shout outs where people make donations out of their business.
Mentioned. Oh, yeah.
We've had some partners through the whole 3 years that have just been phenomenal with Hayes Construction and Home Life Roofing and Remodeling, Smythe Jewelers, and Sperity. They each are a company that makes a difference in Weiss Markets. And, you know, God bless them. They're helping us change lives. And we're so grateful for their support.
Absolutely. They've been partners, and you know, they just want to know how else they can help. You know, their generosity is just never ending. You know, we can't thank them enough for their participation as well. And at this point, Alan, if somebody, we know our longstanding sponsors that you've given an honorable shout out, but is it too late for people to still get involved at that point, or is it the best way for them to do it to log on to the websites and then participate, you know, through the radio and virtually and online like that?
They can do that. And, you know, if this timing isn't right for this, we have so many different other ways for people to help Foles. We have a wingman program where you can make a minimum monthly donation of $13 that'll continue on. You can please go to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages and like us and follow us. It helps us when we go to different partners like the Budweisers and Quick Trips to get their support when they see how many followers we have.
Right.
And on the Folds Facebook page, you'll see all kinds of different promotion. We just started one now with DrinkWorks. You'll get a kick out of this one.
No, I bet.
For every purchase, they will donate $50 to the Folds, and it is like a Keurig cocktail machine.
Oh, I love it.
You just put in water, and you put in one of those little cup things, and it'll make a Moscow Mule or a mojito of the drink of your choice.
Perfect for your next virtual happy hour. I love it.
There we go. And the other real quick is that we're getting into the gift time of year with the Christmas and all. And a lot of people are doing Amazon. And if you go to Amazon Smile, Folds is one of those, Folds of Honor is one of those organizations that they will make a donation to through your purchases.
Great. That's awesome information. I'm getting the 3 to 4 minute wrap up warning here. So I want to make sure we get everything. And thanks for mentioning the social media platforms. And again, foldsofhonor.org. You've got those direct links and icons to those platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're going to, you know, take over the place. Right. And Colleen, we want to bring you back for a second for a statement, a powerful statement, to really bring it home on what receiving, you know, scholarships means personally and presently for your kids and why this is so, so important.
Well, early on, I had the kids go see a grief counselor, and I was told that grieving is a lifelong process and that each major event in their lives, they would relive it in some way. And I certainly didn't want to hear that the grieving wouldn't end for my children. And it's been over 7,300 days without their dad. So there's such a power in the mission of Folds of Honor. Primarily financial assistance that we've been talking about, but also secondly, that they aren't forgotten, that people still care about them even 20 years later. And today, their struggles are still very real, particularly emotionally, so it does help. And I guess finally, I want to say, you know, my daughter Elizabeth and I joined the Speakers Bureau for Folds of Honor, which is how I met Alan. Has been a really rewarding experience, and part of my healing process has been about being part of things larger than myself.
Mm-hmm.
For Veterans Day, you know, people are always looking for ways to have a meaningful impact, and that's where they can be doing something larger than themselves by not only doing what we were talking about, to go to foldsofhonor.org and donate, and maybe even let, you know, someone you know who's lost a loved one that there's such an organization. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard on the news that there have been plane crashes recently and people died. And so
that's right.
You know, we, even though we're in the midst of COVID, we have people out there in the military daily defending our country. And, you know, back in 2000, I did not want that flag when it was given to me off of his casket at Arlington National Cemetery. I wanted to give it back.
Yeah. You wanted your husband back. I know.
I wanted my husband. And you know what? There are no take backs. We don't get to choose. And we are the family. Families left behind. And perhaps listeners out there can ask themselves, you know, where would their place be in the mission to honor the sacrifice and educate their legacy, which is the motto of Folds of Honor, and perhaps in some small way make you know, the flag a little bit lighter for us in our lives, that they really can make a difference. So I really appreciate you having us on here.
Oh my gosh.
To be able to tell.
Thank you, Colleen, for sharing your story, and I applaud your strength, and I wish you all the best for the future and for your kids. And my gosh, thank you so much. You just really are welcome anytime to come back, and I can see exactly why Alan Bronowski, who has been our other guest this morning, Folds of Honor director and past president of the PGA of America, personally chose you to come on and share your story, because it's been very impactful. And I think if anybody caught even a few minutes of this, I think they will be inspired enough to go to foldsofhonor.org and also our individual radio stations and participate in virtual Stand to Honor, which you can do now through November 20th and Veterans Day coming up. Very important topic this morning. And Alan, thank you so much for joining us. Have we forgotten any final words as I'm getting the wrap up signal here from my producer, Jerry?
Well, thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Gina. And again, God bless all of you for promoting the Folds of Honor and what we do. It's, we know that freedom is not free, and you know, it's a tough year with COVID and families being impacted financially and all, but you know, these families deeply need your help, and we don't want to leave any of them behind. And as Colleen said, our mission is to honor their sacrifice by educating their legacy. And you know, whatever amount it is, it doesn't have to be one of those, say, I need to give $10,000 or $1,000. A little bit of something's better than a whole lot of nothing. So a $13 donation, $5 donation, whatever you can give will help change lives.
Awesome. God bless you both. Thank you so much for joining us today. More info at foldsofhonor.org. Thank you for listening this morning. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.